This is a description of a portrait of Dr. Sinan Rawi, a retired university lecturer and former Grand Imam at Canterbury Mosque. It will take about 5 minutes to listen to. The painting is oil on cotton canvas. It was commissioned from artist Oriane Pierpoint by the Beanie House of Art and Knowledge in 2022. The large painting is 90 centimetres tall and 65 wide and portrait orientated. It features a suited Dr. Rawi sitting in his garden on a wooden stool. The image is cropped so that we view Dr. Rawi from the knees up. His figure dominates the image and is rendered very realistically in pin-sharp, almost photographic detail. In contrast, the garden in the background is painted in a looser style, the brushwork broader and less defined in places. This brings the minute detail of the central subject into greater focus. Dr. Rawi is a mature gentleman of Iraqi origin. He's smartly dressed and wears a dark flat cap over short cropped white hair. He's seated gazing directly out at us, with his left hand clasping the wrist of his right. His right hand is placed on top of a taqiya, a grey-green coloured skull cap that rests on his right thigh. His hands are veined, his nails neat and trimmed. He's wearing a pale shirt and a burgundy diamond-patterned V-necked wool jumper, under a tan suit jacket and grey trousers. A silver-coloured watch peeps out from below his left cuff. Dr. Rawi has a slender, lined face and a strong nose. His lips are pressed calmly together under a thin white moustache, but his expression is engaging and has some levity in it. He has neat white eyebrows arching over dark eyes, which have a penetrating, lively gaze. The level of detail in this portrait cannot be over-exaggerated. The patina of the subject's complexion is minutely painted, every laughter line, blush and shadow carefully delineated. It's possible to discern the warp and weft of his jumper, the creases in his trousers, and of every individual white hair in his moustache. The dark brown stool he's sitting on has turned legs, which are partially hidden by his trousers. The stool is placed on a greyish pathway, surrounded on both sides by colourful potted plants, which reach up to Dr. Rawi's waist. On his left, there's a prominent flowering geranium with clusters of tomato-red blooms. On his right is a camellia plant with oval-shaped glossy green leaves and a few blousy pink blooms. Behind him, and framing his figure, is a mass of green trees and shrubs that hint at the rich profusion of the garden beyond. There's a plethora of different shades of green, and it's possible to discern individual leaf shapes. There's a striking pop of bright copper-coloured vegetation in one corner, and filling the width of the canvas at the top, reaching over Dr. Rawi's head, is a climbing wisteria, glimpses of an overcast sky between its narrow, veined leaves. Dr. Rawi was a lecturer of electronics, mathematics and science at the University of Kent. He's a respected figure in the Muslim community in Canterbury and a trustee of the Canterbury Mosque. He spent time looking after the mosque gardens in 2021. He attends and speaks at many interfaith events in Canterbury and the surrounding areas. Until now, there have only been portraits of Christian clerics in Canterbury's collections, and no people of Middle Eastern origin represented. Artist Oriane Pierpoint is a young, emerging portraitist with a history of involvement in community initiatives that champion inclusivity, diversity and equality. She lives and works in Wales and holds regular portrait sketching and life drawing sessions for the local community. She says, "It has been a privilege and a joy to paint such a generous and multifaceted individual. Sinan's propensity to nurture extends far beyond his devotion to his garden and its many fruits into all aspects of his life. His beautiful family, his successful career as an educator, and of course his faith, and Canterbury's flourishing Muslim community. I hope that my oil painting and its preparatory sketches of Sinan, surrounded by his lush garden, have managed to capture just a little bit of this man's rich character."